there in the boonies. In the first hour today, we're just us. And I've got some news to pass along, some information, some observations from yesterday's Ham Fest that took place. An event that is going to happen this coming Thursday that's very interesting. Not so much an event, but a happening that maybe you hams need to know about and get involved in. So we've got quite a bit to cover. Plus, I've got a microwave handbook written by, actually edited by G3PFR that I'd like to give away to somebody who might want it. It's Volume 3, Microwave Handbook, Bands and Equipment, edited by M.W. Dixon, G3PFR. So if someone wants that, you want to give me a call, possibly we can work out a trivia question. In the second hour, we're going to have Cynthia Wall on. And, of course, Cynthia has written many books over the years about amateur radio. And she'll be on, and she'll talk about a new book that she has coming out. And that book, of course, is called Disappearing Act. They're very inexpensive books. I mean, $6, and that is, you know, even autographed. So if you're interested in some novels that kids can read and adults can read, and somebody who's been writing these for a long time, we'll have her in the second hour. And then it's kind of interesting. Her brother is Steve Jensen, and of course, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Steve Jensen Consultants Incorporated deals with the field of electromagnetic capability and analog and RF circuit design. And of course, he won't be on, but he's an added technical influence in Cynthia's life, of course. I know that a lot of you are probably half-hearted listening here while watching the Green Bay Packers beating Dallas 17-14. Now, who knows if that's going to be the final play of the game, final score. Of course, I was cheering for the underdog Colts in the first game, and boy, I would have loved to see that guy catch that ball at the end. You know, honestly, they should have given him a touchdown, even though the ball did touch the ground, and so it really wasn't a legitimate catch. However, neither was the catch made by neither was the catch that was made in the first half, and they called that a touchdown when the guy went out of bounds. So if you take that touchdown away and you take the Colts touchdown away, the Steelers might not have won the game. So, anyway, I do ham radio, unfortunately, not a football game. Anyhow, first, let me tell you, this coming Thursday, the Thunderbird Amateur Radio Club has their monthly meeting, but this Thursday's meeting is a little out of the ordinary, and we really encourage you to come to the meeting. Gary from HRO, Ham Radio Outlet. Gary will be the guest speaker. We'll be putting on a program talking about new equipment that's out there. Of course, Gary's call sign is WB7SLY, and he'll be at the Thunderbird Amateur Radio Club 7 o'clock this Thursday evening, and it's going to be quite a show. He's going to, you know, show us some of the HTs. If you're a new ham and you want to know, like, I get so many questions. Which AT should I buy? This is the time to come to a meeting and ask him. He's got, you know, tons in the store, every brand that you can think of, and he can tell you, you know, what you might want to look for in a new rig. Also, what's all this noise about the 706 from ICOM and the 775, and what about Yaesu's new radio and Kenwood's new radio? Anyway, all these new rigs that are out there. So that's going to be Gary this Thursday at the Thunderbird Amateur Radio Club at 7 o'clock. Where do they meet? Well, they meet at the Arizona Public Service Building, which is basically just one block south of Peoria off of 23rd Avenue. And if you want more information, you can, of course, call Ralph Barr. He's the president. at 582-8208, 582-8208. And I want to see each and every one of you there. So we should have a great turnout. There's going to be, from what I've been told, coffee, sweet rolls, popcorn, other good eats, as well as some a raffle giveaway and some other interesting things. So come on down to Thunderbird Amateur Radio Club, 7 o'clock, and hear Gary. You know, it's very unusual for him to get out and do this, so it'll be it's quite a novelty. I don't know, for the last, well, since I've been doing the show, which April would be 5 years, I don't think Gary has gone to any clubs and done any programs, so I think this is a major event. Anyway, that's this Thursday. All right, what else? I tried to get... there's a bill that's going to be in the state legislature, and it's a bill that concerns ham radio operators very much, and I think that if you're able to attend the meeting this coming Thursday at 9:30 in the morning in Senate Room Number 3 for a public meeting of the Transportation Subcommittee. That's January the 18th at 9:30 a.m. And it's House Bill Number 1018. Senator Ruth Solomon as well as Senator Nolan are sponsoring this bill. Now, I tried to get a hold of Senator Ruth Solomon, and unfortunately, when I got this information was yesterday, and I just left a message at the office, and so she's probably not going to get it until Monday, so it's too late. Otherwise, I was going to try to have her on today for a few minutes just to talk about it. But she's sponsoring legislation to eliminate, yeah, you heard me right, eliminate the $25 fee for amateur radio license plates. Now, many of you have talked about this for a long period of time, and now is the chance that it can come to fruition. So those of you who are paying $25 a year for license plates that have the amateur radio logo on it, and then or your call sign, and have two cars, let's say, or and your wife is also a ham, and now it's costing you $50, here's your chance to save $25 or $50 or more per year. And we would like to see the ham radio community come out there and, you know, wear your hats, wear your call signs, have your radios with you, to show your support for the, you know, for the getting rid of the abolition of the fee on license plates. So, again, it's sponsored by Senator Ruth Solomon, House Bill Number 1018. And the meeting is January 18th at 9:30 a.m. at the Transportation Subcommittee meeting in Senate Room Number 3 here in Phoenix. Now, I don't have the exact address, but I'm sure you can easily find that. If you do want the phone number of the senator's office, it's 542-5993. And... but again, calling isn't the key. The key is to go down there, because she is sponsoring it, so she, you know, that's very favorable. So you just need to go down there to show your support. Have any other comments about it? Give me a call, 230-2755-230-2755. But anyway, I think that's a good idea. And it's nice to see that we as hams can get some good news for a change, rather than always people trying to take away our privileges. Here's somebody want to take away some money that we have to pay and give us something. Now, the FCC is way behind in getting out new amateur radio licenses. Now, I know that probably comes as a shock to all of you, but I'm sure it doesn't. But the fact of the matter is, the reason is the government is closed, you know, so the FCC, with their whole one or two people that are in the FCC's ham radio department, have not been working. Well, of course they're getting paid, even though they're not working. But anyway, so the fact of the matter is that now that the snow might go down and they might be able to go back to work, hopefully they'll start getting the licenses out again. And I guess they're running about 4 weeks. According to Cliff Hauser yesterday, of course, our section manager, KD6XH from the ARRL, he was at the Hamfest yesterday. I'd be interested to talk to anybody who might have been at Westfest yesterday. If you were there and you have some comments, since it was the first Hamfest at the Glendale Community College, I'd be interested in your input, and then I can talk a little about it also. 230-2755, 230-2755, or, of course, 1-800-293-KFNN if you're out of the local dialing area. What's interesting is I was standing there at about, what, a quarter to seven or whatever, in parking, actually showing people which way to get in and stuff, and I had quite a few people who said, oh, I listen to you each week. And then I said, well, do you call in? And their responses are, well, no, I've never called. I've listened to you for about 2 years now, but I've never called since I've moved to the Valley, but I've never called. Then another person that I spoke to said, yes, I've listened since the day you were on. However, I've only called once, and he won something. Then some others do, oh, I listen, I'm a big listener, oh, and I thank you, and that was a great show you had with Marconi's daughter, and anyway, this, that, and that, but they don't call. So, you know, it's interesting, ham radio operators are supposed to be out there keying the microphone, they don't have stage fright, or they're on their CW key. But when it comes to calling in on this show, I guess unless I talk about some heated topic, you guys don't call in. Maybe you wait for Professor A to be here so you can ask these technical questions, since you know that yours truly is not the most technically gifted individual who has ever graced this earth. However, Ned, of course, is. But he's not here today. Now, do you know that I received... Oh, one other thing. November 30th, mark this date on your calendar, you're hearing it here first, November 30th, other than it being my son's birthday, it's also the date that the Superstition Club will have their annual ham fest at Mesa Community College. Okay, that's November 30th, Superstition Club, ham radio, ham fest, sounds neat, okay. November 30th, a little earlier, about a week earlier than normal. Next Sunday on this show, I'm going to have Bob on, and I think it's pronounced Brunigna. I'm not sure. Maybe someone knows, can pronounce it better and let me know. But Mr. APRS, he's going to be on next Sunday, and he's going to tell us what the heck APRS is. Of course, I know that it's an amateur radio packet reporting system, actually, but... we'll see what he has to say, and he's the inventor of it, and it's amazing because Bob keeps coming out with new additions each and every day, it seems. Like, I don't know, I haven't kept up with it recently, and I don't know if he's still keeping up with it and changing a version, it seems like, on the hour. But I remember he used to be coming out with it continuously. Every week you'd find 2, 3, 4 new updates, and it's really gaining in popularity on the HF bands, that I know for sure. And we'll find out more about it next week, and it should be fairly interesting, APRS. And, of course, it's one thing that's keeping Packet alive, because Packet is kind of quiet. In fact, locally, there's only one BBS left. So if you guys are on Packet, you're knowing that it's getting slim pickings out there. Anyway, I hear my music. I know we're going to take a little break. Give me a call, 230-2755, 230-2755. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We come right back.
What's one of the best-kept secrets in Phoenix? Associated Sales, the built-in appliance people. Have you been considering redoing your kitchen, but you're afraid of the cost? How about minor changes, like a refrigerator that doesn't hum all night long? or a microwave that cooks your food without leaving the center frozen, or even a washer and dryer that work quietly and quickly. The appliance professionals at Associated Sales can help you find the best deals in town on microwaves, dishwashers, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and stovetops with brands like Maytag, Jennair, Magic Chef, Bosch, Hotpoint, and General Electric, including GE Profile and GE Monogram. If you're looking for a new and different appearance to your appliances, call Associated Sales at 242-7561 or stop by their showroom with over 100 built-ins on display at 4201 West Camelback. Associated Sales, the best-kept appliance secret in town.
Suppose you wanted to put together the greatest football team. You'd get the best players in the league. From quarterback to linebacker, every player a leading specialist in their position. Blocking, running, tackling. Now suppose you wanted to put together the greatest family of mutual funds. Well, that's the secret behind the Enterprise Group of Funds. 10 mutual funds managed by a team of the world's leading investment managers. Specialists in growth stocks, small company stocks, international stocks, municipal bonds. Collectively, these firms manage over $100 billion in assets for some of the largest institutional clients in the world. Let the Enterprise team help you reach your financial goals.
For more information about Enterprise, including charges and expenses, call now for a free guide and prospectus. Read the prospectus carefully before investing or sending money.
Call 840-1985. Securities offered through FSC Securities Corporation. Member NASD SIPC.
Hi, I'm Mark Shander, the host of the Computer Fun Shop. We give away free computer stuff to everyone who joins the conversation on the air, Sundays at noon on 1510 AM KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, who's the fleet manager for Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. We're going to have lunch Tuesday, looking forward to that. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, it's very simple. You know, you can go searching from one dealership to another, to another, to another, and try to make deals at each place that you go. Or you can make it real simple. You can give Ken a call over the telephone at 228-2336. And you can say, Ken, I want a new Dodge Neon, or a new Dodge Stratus, or the trucks, or the Ram Charger, whatever vehicle, or the Intrepid, whatever it is. Give him the options you want. You know, tell him you want to make sure that it's the LAE model, you want to make sure that it's if the Grand Voyager, or what, I mean Caravan, whatever you want. You give him all these options. Right there, he'll say, okay, in stock, and the odds are he has it in stock, because Earnhardt stocks so many god darn cars, it's unbelievable. So, well, one of the largest, if not the largest inventory there is. And he goes down the list and says, oh yes, we have it in red, we have one in blue that has all that equipment, etc., etc. It has a sticker price of X, and your price is X minus this, and your price is this. It's just that easy. Now, if you have a trade-in, then that's a different story. You need to bring that in, of course, and then they got to decide what they can give you for it, etc. But you have the price that fast. And if he doesn't have that vehicle in stock, he can, of course, order it for you, or he can find it somewhere. And he's great at finding the exact car that you want. So if you're in the market, give him a try. You'll be pleasantly surprised. 228-2336, 228-2336. You're going to get the best price, best selection, best service. You can't do better than Ken Nichols at Earnhardt Dodge. 228-2336, fleet prices direct to you. Okay, our phone number is 230-2755-230-2755 or 1-800-293-5366. Now, Scottsdale Community College is having classes starting February the 6th, and it ends April the 4th. Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7:15, it's for 2 hours, 7:15 to 9:15. They have a beginning ham radio class, which is section number 8163, and they have an intermediate ham radio class, which is section 8165. And you can register by phone, just call them up tomorrow, at 423-6114, 423-6114. Now remember, it costs $50, but for that $50, it includes all your study materials. If you got to go out and buy the book and you got to buy the code tapes and all that, which he gives you free of charge, well, not free, you know, included in that $50, it's going to cost you much more than $50 when you consider that includes, like I said, all study materials, all handouts, all code tapes, VE exams, okay, the fee for that, and a one-year subscription, or not subscription, but membership to the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club. So you can't do better than that. And if you want to take the novice, tech, or tech plus class, fine. If you want to take the general class, that's fine too. And the teacher is the instructor of the year, the ARRL instructor of 1995, Chris Townsend, voted that and been awarded that. Very big honor. NU7V. And if you want more information, you can give him a call. Give Chris a call at 949-0086. And again, those classes begin April the 4th. I recommend that you go. Yes, I do. Okay. Call signs. Vanity call signs. Well, did you know that they finally have the sheets out? Oh, by the way, I still have this book, Microwave Handbook. Isn't anybody interested in that? Or you guys are all watching a football game. I guess I'm going to have a lot of fun on Super Bowl Sunday, huh? I'll be the only one listening, huh? Everybody's going to be watching the Super Bowl. Are ham radio operators really big football fans? Okay, amateur radio station vanity call sign system. I've got this sitting right here. Anybody interested in this? A vanity call sign, which is a call sign selected by the FCC from a list of call signs requested by the station licensee or license trustee, may be requested for a primary or club station. The request must be made by the licensee or, in the case of a club station, by the club station license trustee on FCC Form 610V. And would you believe it or not, I have a copy of the form, or at least yes, right here. It's a whole big thing. The amateur station vanity call sign request, the form 610V. Here's the kicker. With this whole big form, which is like 8 pages, all right, I get a pink slip. It says, enclosed is FCC Form 610V, FCC Form 1070V, an FCC Vanity Fact Sheet PR5000-206V that you requested. After reading the enclosed, if you require a Form 159, you may request one from us with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Are you ready? Here's the kicker. Do not, and this is in big letters, and the do not is underlined, send in your Form 610V now. Now, does this or does this not sound like our government? Here they are. We've been waiting 6 months. In fact, this application is dated October 95, but we've been waiting more than 6 months for the forms. Now the forms come out, and they give you a pink slip with it that says, do not send it in. The FCC has not yet announced its gate opening dates for any of the 5 gates, 1, 1A, 2, 3, and 4, and you may not submit your form until your applicable gate opens. You know, only the FCC could do this. So, oh man, why send it? It's like they tease us. Hi, Dave, KI7ZU. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. Hello, Dave. You must be listening to me on the radio.
Yes, I am.
Aha.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm doing real good, thank you.
Well, what's new and exciting?
Not too much. I was out in California, and shortwave wasn't too good in California, so I'm glad to be back so I can hear shortwave again.
We actually have better reception here than in California?
I think so. I was listening to some of the European stations I like to listen to, and they didn't come in as good over there.
Could you turn your radio down? Because we are getting it back in the line here.
Okay, just did.
Okay, appreciate it. That's kind of strange in a way that that the propagation is better here in Phoenix. Of course, maybe there's just so much activity in California. I don't know.
It could be, and the people had their large screen TV turned on, so that might have a lot to do with it, too.
Well, we're on shortwave, of course, our second hour. It's on tape delay, but WWCR is supposed to get a fourth transmitter in February. And as soon as they do, then we would be live via shortwave. So that if you're traveling throughout the country and it's a Sunday afternoon, 6 o'clock Eastern time, and you're not able to be at a city where our show is on in a local station, then you can at least tune us in on shortwave live. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to definitely increase listenership.
Yes, it sure will.
So, looking forward to that. So you're not a football fan, huh, Dave?
No, I'm not a football fan. It's all visual anyway, so the TV doesn't do too much for me anyway.
Well, that's true. I guess it's a tie score for those that are interested, 17-17. I think that a lot of people are interested in it, however.
Yeah, I know they are.
and I can feel the traffic already coming for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
I think I'll stay in that week and stay off the sidewalk.
That might be smart. So.
With my white cane.
Whatever. Who knows what's going to be coming here? If it be Pittsburgh and Dallas, it should be a. It'll be an exciting group of people that will show up. So who knows? It should be good for the economy. At least that's what they tell us.
Yeah. They'll raise funds a little bit, but then you don't know how much they spent to get ready, too.
Well, that's true, but I guess they're supposed to get in millions and millions and millions of dollars, but it isn't going to me. So what do you think about this vanity call sign that they finally, after 6 months or more, get the fact sheet out and the application, and then the big pink slip that says, do not send it in? It's like, is that a tease or what?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of people that would like to have a different call sign, but I'm pretty happy with what I got right now. Of course, if you move, you'll have to change it again if you want to, but I think I'll stick with what I got right now.
Well, if you move, you don't have to change your call sign.
Yeah, this is true, but I used to like be in Georgia, and in Georgia it was a 4 call sign, and it was a general class call sign. So when I moved west, I said, well, why not just upgrade the call sign and the location? So I think I have better luck with the 7 than I did with the 4 call sign.
Well, I just wish that they could have got this all together at the same time. I mean, it seems kind of stupid to finally get the form out, which was delayed, like I said, and then have a slip with it that says, do not send it in. Then, at the bottom of the form, it says here, of this pink slip, it says here, here's the kicker. This pink slip that says, do not send in, was actually put together by the ARRL. So it's not even the FCC that is telling us not to send it in. It's the ARRL, because on the bottom of the slip it says 73 ARRL 225 Main Newington and their phone number. So it's not the FCC actually saying don't send in the form. It's the ARRL telling us that. So that's even more ridiculous.
Yeah, evidently they got more power than we thought they did.
Well, it almost appears they have more power than the FCC. So, oh, I hear my music. You want to hang on or...
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Okay, hold on a sec. All right, we'll be right back. 230-2755 to Ham Radio and more.
You've just closed a very important deal with clients you hope will remain with your firm for a long, long time. So, you want to show your appreciation in a distinctive way? Then give them a box of fine, hand-rolled Davidoff cigars from Ford and Haig, the tobacco shop. Voted best tobacco shop in Phoenix by New Times Magazine, Ford and Haig offers the very best variety of the finest hand-rolled cigars from the choicest premium tobaccos. And Ford and Haig is an exclusive distributor of Davidoff cigars, the perfect gift for your client. So stop in at Ford and Haig, the tobacco shop, located in Scottsdale at 7076 Fifth Avenue. Mention KFNN and receive a free cigar cutter with your purchase. That's Ford and Haig, the tobacco shop, where premium cigar smokers are always satisfied.
Hello, I'm Bev Peterson, Certified Financial Planner from Peterson & Wright. Now that you've finished your holiday shopping, you can start thinking about New Year's resolutions. January also starts a new tax year. Why not make one of your resolutions to do better tax planning? That may involve reviewing your overall financial picture to reduce current taxation, or developing a strategy to greatly reduce estate taxes for your family. Peterson & Wright has been helping clients to achieve these goals for over 16 years. Call today to receive our January discounted rates on financial plans for KFNN listeners. Just call 274-5162. Call today and start the new year right. At Peterson & Wright, we're offering to help make 1996 a more prosperous year for you. Just give us a call at 274-5162. That's 274-5162.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Scott, inviting you to join me for Choices, brought to you by Ottawa University, Monday through Friday at 9:51 a.m. on KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More, with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
230-2755 is our number, 230-2755. You're listening to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, on KFNN, 1510 AM, which, of course, during the week is loaded with financial news. You know, if you don't listen during the week, but only on the weekends, you're missing out on some great financial news. I mean, they've got Bloomberg and some others, and it's sort of like, you know, headline news, so to speak. This is headline business, but it's constant all day long. So I know a lot of you hams are very wealthy and have all your stocks and mutual funds and everything, so you should be listening during the week and hearing all that. I guess a person was severely injured in the football game for the Green Bay Packers, Gil Hasker, and I guess for 20 minutes there's been an ambulance on the field, and pretty serious there. Anyway, we're talking to Dave, KI7ZU, and how, and you're not watching the football game, and you don't have that on, of course, but that's pretty sad when somebody does get hurt.
Yes, it sure is. So. An interesting point right now, this week I'm talking to you on 23 centimeters instead of 7 meters, over.
On 23, I have to figure that out.
900 megahertz. I got a new phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's the 900 megahertz phones are so much clearer. I have one.
Yeah.
I have one in my home that is a two-line 900 megahertz, and it is just one slick item. I know I can go outside in the swimming pool and, you know, be pretty far away from the house, almost a full block away, and I have no problem utilizing it.
Yeah, that's what I found out, too, you can go around quite a bit, and this one... This one will monitor for 5 days. The old 7-meter one I had only monitored 1 day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know how great the batteries are on ours, but because we just, you know, we use it all day long. We keep it off the hook, and then at night we put it on, so it's always recharging. We never had any problem yet during the day. And it works really slick, and you can conference, for both lines on at the same time, and of course, it has a hold button and stuff. So it's like, it's really good. I mean, when they first came out, I ran out to the store when I was told that they had them and purchased them. Now I know they're about $75 less than I paid, but they are slick. The only thing that I would say is the volume on the one I have doesn't get as loud as I wish it would. But other than that, it's really a neat phone.
Yeah, well, this one's real nice, too, but I thought I'd just throw that in just for the fun of things.
Well, of course. You know, people don't realize how much radio plays a part in everybody's life. And, 900 megahertz phone is another example, getting away from the some of the 54 megahertz and stuff that created havoc and destruction to our telephones and also to interference and garage door openers and everything else.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is the antenna on this is a quarter wavelength, and on the 46 megahertz ones, it's not quarter wavelength.
Okay. Which brand do you have?
I have the Sony SPPER-1.
Okay. All right. I asked you, and I can't remember what brand I have. I know there's two different brand. Hello? Dave? Well, I think his phone may have disconnected him. Yep. Well, it's a good phone, but if you push the disconnect button, you will get disconnected. Let's see. Is that you?
Yes, it sure is. My cheek just hit a button, and it muted. I'm sorry.
So I guess the disconnect button works well.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, boy. Anyway.
The redial. Evidently, I must have hit the redial button, and the redial button also hangs up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know the way that I've heard in the next couple of years, they claim that everybody's going to have a cell phone of some sort anyway, and all the regular phones are going to be obsolete. So, who knows?
Well, the phone system's going fiber optics, just like another system's going fiber optics, and both this other system and the phone system will supply phone service.
Yes, and I was reading today something that I found very interesting. You know, I have a satellite TV and certainly enjoy that immensely with the satellite receiver and everything, and a lot of things are going digital on satellite, and of course, that's a problem for us analog users on C-band. But I read today that they're talking about utilizing the internet over satellite, and that if they do... They're talking about tremendously fast baud rates, and I'm looking forward to that. If that actually comes to fruition, that I could use something like that on my satellite receiver and connect a computer somehow to it. Man, I wonder what they're saying, what they mean by tremendously fast baud rates. I wonder, instead of 28.8, if they're talking about 56 or 100, and who knows,
Yeah, right. Well, that'll be interesting, too. But, of course, you'll have to have a transceiver duplex transceiver, I would think.
Well, you know, you probably have to buy some kind of a piece of equipment, of course, but no matter what, if instead of working at 28.8, it works at 256, let's say, you know, that just would be an amazing difference. You know, right now, if you're going to download some of the files that take, let's say, 15, 20 minutes at 28.8, I mean, it would take 30 seconds at the high speeds.
Yeah, so, I follow what you're saying there.
So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, I appreciate you calling and keeping me company for a little while, since a lot of people are watching the football game and it gets lonely. But I have another person, as you know, Lee, on the other line. I'm sure you guys are friendly, and so I haven't talked to Lee for a while.
We have a conspiracy. We agree
conspiracy.
That if one calls, the other one calls.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, I'm just joking.
All right, thanks a lot,
thank
and welcome
you.
Back to Phoenix.
Thank you.
All right, Dave.
Goodbye.
Bye. How you doing today, Lee?
Pretty good. Landon, yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm trying to recover from a cold that really isn't too bad, but just gets a little crackly every so often.
Yeah, I think we've all had that.
It's better than the flu. This is the first year I actually took a flu shot. And knocking on wood, I don't know if this is veneer or real, I'm hoping I don't catch the whole thing.
Just wrap your forehead.
No, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
I always do that.
I certainly do appreciate your calling in.
I always wrap my forehead when they say that. So then they know it's genuine oak.
Genuine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we use basswood.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the cold business has been a killer for everybody. I had a cold, and Dave had a cold. Boy, it's, like, popular.
I don't suppose you were able to, at least I didn't see you, were able to get out to the Ham Fest yesterday.
No, I missed that one, but you will see me at the one in April.
The one in April, the Spring Fest.
Yeah, and I'm in hopes I see you.
If you do, miracles do occur.
Exactly.
But I will be there, and I'll tell you, West Fest was very, very good yesterday. Of course, it took place at Glendale Community College, and it was the first time there was one on the west side of any consequence. I mean, West Valley has had some. I don't want to downgrade that, but it was not anywhere near the size of this. And for a first-time event, it was very good. There were more than 50 sellers, and there were, guessing, about 1,200 people that showed up.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I talked to a number of people that went, and they were pretty happy with it.
I was very pleased, and Morgan Riley did a good job of putting it together, along with Mark and Mark Kiesauer from ARCA, and, of course, Barney, KB7KOE, did the parking, and, of course, that always comes out good when he's involved in that, and the ARA was there, and I think a good time was had by everybody who was there, and, of course, the weather was beautiful.
Oh, it was. It was exceptional. So if everything went that good, and it did, people will be back in droves next year. This is the right time of year for it, though.
Well, that's what I was there directing some traffic a little bit. I didn't do, you know, a whole lot, but I was there for about 30 minutes helping out in the traffic area. And in that time, I saw so many license plates from Washington State, from Alberta, Canada, especially from California, Michigan, all over the place. So that's certainly something we don't receive at fair in the middle of August or September.
No.
And even at Tuthill, it's not too visible. But we certainly did bring a lot of out-of-towners.
Yeah, that's it. You've got all the tourists. And what better time to spend their money?
even better than at the Mesa one, because
really?
People come in around Christmas time.
I didn't think about that.
Yes, because, you know, they do get a lot of people, of course, in the East Valley that come in earlier, the snowbirds, but I think by the middle of January, they're all here, because a lot of the people still stay until, right, you know, celebrate Christmas with their family, then come out here.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to not only Scottsdale, but the one that they're going to have in Mesa, which is
Oh, well, you're talking about the Southwest Division Convention.
Yeah, that one's going to be a killer.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a major, major event. I don't know if everybody listening even is aware, but, of course, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, along with putting on the Spring Fest this year at Scottsdale Community College, which is the next Ham Fest that's going to take place, along with that, they're going to also put on the Southwest Division Convention, and that always draws a tremendous crowd, tons of programs, tons and tons of new vendors, as opposed to the normal Ham Fest that people who only go to the Ham Fest locally are used to. They're going to be, you know, we're going to have commercial vendors from all over. I mean, the Yaesus, the Kenwoods, the ICOMs, the HRO, they're all there with booths. I mean, it's usually a very, very large show, over 150 major vendors usually.
Would it be like Queen Mary? I went to that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it will be.
Oh, is it?
That's the same thing, yes.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully it'll even be bigger because we've got more to offer, of course.
Yeah, and they have that big convention center right behind it. So
right.
That should be. And I don't know if you've ever been there for any of the famous gun sales, but that place is huge.
Well, I've not been there for the gun sales, but I have been there. I was there actually with Carl Hayden High School just a little, during the summer. So what was that, about 5-6 months ago, for a computer show, and they showed amateur radio, and that was kind of neat.
Yeah, that would be pretty sharp.
So I've been there, yes, and that's a very good place to have this. Hoping to have a fair booth that we can just put up so that we can keep that in front of people.
Are you going to have a booth?
Well, we're thinking of having a booth just so that, you know, all the clubs can be represented and fair can get a little publicity.
A big radio program like this with a big budget.
Hold on a second. We'll be right back after this break, okay?
Okay.
All right. Listening to Ham Radio More here on KFNN, and we'll be right back.
How many workers' compensation claims did your company have last year? How about the year before? Did you make your employees aware of the hazards before they were injured? Every business is subject to some type of OSHA regulation. Do you know what those regulations are? Do you know what training is required for each regulation? Just remember, what you don't know can hurt you. Industrial Training Solutions is a company dedicated to correcting safety problems before there is trouble. For a free safety evaluation, give Industrial Training Solutions a call at 877-9008. No matter what size company, Industrial Training Solutions can set up a training program to keep your safety personnel sharp and your employees safe. For more information on the advantages of safety training, call Industrial Training Solutions today at 877-9008. That's 877-9008. And remember, what you don't know can hurt you.
Harry, there's a problem with my car. Can you take a look at it?
Oh, sure, honey. Where'd you hide the engine?
The hood, Harry. Look under the hood.
Not to worry, honey. See, here's your problem. Looks like the frappus is congealing the snorkel bar.
What?
Yeah, you better hand me the osterizer and the duct tape.
Harry, my friend Marge told me to take the car to Steve's Import and Domestic Automotive Service in Mesa because Steve has mechanics who specialize in all makes and models. Well, they do complete exhaust systems, clutches, timing belts, brakes, and tune-ups. And Marge said that Steve's gave her a free electrical checkup and a free written estimate.
Steve's Import and Domestic Auto Service is located in Mesa at 330 East Southern Avenue on the northwest corner of Southern and Mesa Drive, behind the mobile station, or give him a call at 649-1239. That's 649-1239.
Hey, honey, you think you better hand me the tool belt and my hedge clippers?
Harry, I'm calling Steve's Import and Domestic Automotive Service.
Sure, honey, but first hand me the fire extinguisher.
Hi, I'm Laura Wagner.
And I'm Chris McCrossin.
Certified financial planners with American Express Financial Advisors.
Join us with co-hosts Tom Lawless and Richard Getzens for Dollars and Cents every Saturday at 11 on KFNN.
Wallpaper World Blind Mania. That's the place to go for wood blinds or wood shutters. Okay, I'm going to tell you that if you mention I'm going to give you a phone number for wood shutters. If you're buying a new house, building a new house, it hasn't been done before. Have not given this price out, have not talked about this, but if you're looking for real wood shutters, because Wallpaper World Blind Mania does make them, right now, if you call, starting tomorrow, at this phone number, 678-1234, 678-1234. Now, that's a number to remember, 678-1234. You can get wood shutters measured and installed for less than $17.50 a square foot. You got to mention this show. You have to mention this show. We're not talking about we're not talking about plastic shutters. We're not talking about poly-made shutters. We're talking about real wood shutters. 3.5-inch louvers or 4.5-inch louvers. This is a smoking price. Okay? Less than 17. You got to mention Ham Radio and More. So give us a call to Wallpaper World Blind Mania, 678-1234, if you're interested at all in custom wood shutters. It's like furniture for your windows. It's a lifetime warranty. It's painted any color you want. Your choice of 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5-inch louvers. Your choice of hardware and hinges, it's all included at the smoking deal of less than $17.50 a square foot for real custom wood shutters. 678-1234, you can't beat it. Call tomorrow, Wallpaper World Blind Mania. Okay, the Dallas Cowboys are now winning 24-17 at the end of the half. I know you were interested in that, Lee.
I watch it all the time.
And I'm sure that you need some wood shutters. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you were listening, but in the newscast before the show began, they mentioned the astronauts up on the shuttle.
Yeah.
And they mentioned one of the things that they're doing up there, amateur radio.
Wasn't that nice?
I thought that was kind of neat. They did it probably just because of our show.
I probably did,
yeah. A national newscast. But whatever, I thought it was kind of neat that they did mention amateur radio. So look at that. Look at the publicity that amateur radio gets.
I know. We're getting better and better all the time.
Well, it's hard to improve on perfection.
There you go. I was going to tell you, everybody... well, not everybody, but I put up an antenna here a couple of weeks ago. And
for which band?
17 and 12.
Uh-huh.
So I got on the radio because I only had one guy helping me, and I put out an announcement. I said I was looking for some help. Two gentlemen showed up, so off of the ham radio, you get a lot of help.
And you did that on 2 meters, or?
I did that on 2 meters.
Right? Uh-huh.
I did that on one on the Scottsdale repeater and... both Scottsdale repeaters.
And Eddie came over?
No, it was...
No.
Yeah, right. No. He'd help me, though.
Oh, sure he would. He's very good.
Yeah.
He helps when he shouldn't help.
Yeah, there you go. No, this was KC7JJR and K7YGG, Bill and a Terry, that's father and a son.
Very good. Well, of course, the one call you gave is probably a very new call.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty close.
It might even be a no-coder helping other people.
Isn't that amazing?
Could you imagine? You mean you don't need Morse code to be able to help others?
I guess not. That's phenomenal, though.
It's hard for me to even understand such a thing.
I didn't think they could... No, never mind.
Did you know that yesterday... Now, I'm going to embarrass somebody by saying this, but yesterday, when I was at Westfest, Morgan Riley, Mr. CW... who teaches it, eats it, drinks it, sleeps it, who loves CW, very seldom uses phone, okay, always CW, actually was defending my written-only general to somebody who was against it.
I was going to ask you, how's that doing?
Well, to be honest, I haven't got any cards in the last about 10 days or so, but then, of course, I haven't really been pushing it. Not next week, but the week after... when no one's listening on Super Bowl Sunday,
right.
I'm going to go on my tirade.
There you go.
And then the following week we'll have open lines also. But I've got some good shows coming up. I've got Cliff Stahl, who hopefully is going to make an appearance, who will be an excellent guest. I don't know if you know Cliff, but of course he's written a couple of books about the internet and ham radio, and he's very well known, really. He found some people, his claim to fame was finding people who were trying to get into the computers, Silicon Snake Oil or something like that.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, he's really a great speaker, and so hopefully we'll be able to have him on. And we've got quite a few good people lined up.
But most of the people you have are pretty good. I've enjoyed all of them with few exceptions, and it wasn't that I didn't enjoy them, it just wasn't a particular interest of mine.
I understand. Well, we're going to change venues this next hour. We're going to talk about something that I got to be honest, I haven't read these books, but she's been writing them for years, and it's kind of interesting that there actually are fiction novels where amateur radio plays an important part.
It is kind of neat, and hopefully we'd see more of that. I'm going to see if she's if they put them on the Library of Congress table.
Well, I'm sure you know the 800 number.
Yeah.
And you might be able to call in.
I'll try
that. And if that football game is still going, which it is, the odds are you'll have an open line.
Yeah, because I won't be watching the football game, so it should be a piece of cake.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
Lee, thanks for the call. Okay, next hour, Cynthia Wall. So stay tuned, and we'll see you after the news. Your books are total novels. They're fiction, of course. They're adventure stories. And, you know, they're somewhat technical, obviously. And do you talk a lot about Morse code? Is that something that you're like a proponent of?
Well, I am. And, in fact, if my characters, Kim and Mark, who, by the way, are college students at Oregon State University, if they didn't know Morse code, they wouldn't be alive to continue the adventure. And you're right that there is some technical content to the books, and I owe a lot of that to my brother, Steve Jensen, W6RHM, who's definitely my number one technical expert, and I just call him up and say, hey, like in Night Signals, I said, I've got this boy that's at the foot of a cliff, and he's broken his leg and his HW9, and his 12-volt battery doesn't work anymore, and there's a snowstorm moving in. And he said, I'll send you a fax tonight. And sure enough, he did. And he figured out a way to rework the kid's 9-volt flashlight and power the HW9. And so he's really been my number one technical advisor. And when you said that the books are fiction, they are, but I've had a lot of really good support from the Marion County Sheriff's Department, which is the county where I live, and had a lot of law enforcement support, so that all of the novels are read by everybody that I interview to make sure that they are technically accurate.
Okay, well, that's important, because you know us hams, everything has to be perfect.
If it's not, I hear about it.
And you should leave a few errors in the book just to make sure people find them so they can feel good about themselves.
Oh, well, that's never been a problem. That's why we have second editions.
Exactly. But it's amazing, you know, it, with ham radio operators. Of course, we're no different than anybody else. So, but it's interesting to see that if you write up a flyer or something and you misspell one word wrong, you don't hear about how good the rest of it is. You hear about that one word.
Absolutely.
So, well, you've come out with a new book, and of course, I don't want to miss Night Signals and Hostage in the Woods and Firewatch and Easy Target, but you're coming out with Disappearing Act, and rather than get, because we're going to take a break in a couple of moments, but rather than get involved with what that book's about, it's somewhat different in your writing of books because it's not ARRL related. Tell us about that.
No, it's not. It was a marketing decision on their part. They just wanted a series of four, and I decided to go ahead with a fifth book because they've been so popular in the schools here, and about half of my sales are to non-hams. And so I went ahead with a local, a small press operation here in Oregon that specializes in dealing with libraries, and the book just came out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so it's really hot off the press.
Oh, it is. They're still in the boxes.
But, of course, people ordering them will be happy to get them. Even though they're in the boxes, you'll be happy to ship them out.
Oh, I already have been.
Okay. Well, I understand. That's good. And that's called Disappearing Act, which will, when we come back from our break, we'll talk a little about what the book is about. And we invite your participation, too. We've got one line available at 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Now, if you're not a ham, this is still great to call in because you'll find out how you can learn about ham radio from reading these books, how these books relate, and how ham radio is real important to saving the lives of some of these people in these stories. So it's good for a non-ham to read it. As Cynthia said, half the people who are buying these books and reading them are not hams. Maybe you have any feel for how many become hams?
Quite a few. I get letters, especially from husbands who thank me for giving the books to their wives. Usually they're the ones who've bought them for their wives, and then there have been quite a few who have written me and said that that person in their life got a license because of the book.
Well, that might be the secret to get more women involved. We'll be right back after this. 1-800-298-TALK.
Listen carefully.
Business owners, we need your help. The second annual Steve Piceni Celebrity Golf Challenge is looking for corporate sponsors. The event is scheduled for Saturday, February 24th at Club Terra Vita. Proceeds will benefit the Steve Piceni Charitable Foundation and the local Alzheimer's Association. Then, following the golf challenge, participate in a celebrity-filled dinner and one of the largest sports memorabilia auctions in the Southwest. The goal of the golf challenge is to raise $100,000. As a high-profile sponsor, you'll reach hundreds of potential customers, as well as support two Valley charities. So join Channel 12 and KFNN Radio. Play with the players and be a sponsor at the Steve Piceni Celebrity Golf Challenge on Saturday, February 24th. Call 596-1212. That's 596-1212. And reserve your sponsorship today for the memory of Steve Piceni and the good of the community. Call today, 596-1212.
Showroom at Professional Business Equipment at 2412 East University in Phoenix. And
ma'am.
Yes?
I just want the facts.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I was on my way to Professional Business Equipment to take advantage of the best business facts deal ever
ma'am,
offered.
Ma'am, please. I just want the facts.
Look, I'm trying to tell you that Professional Business Equipment has multifunctional business fax machines for only $99 a month with zero down, no payments for 90 days, and a complete 3-year service warranty. An officer?
Yes, ma'am.
This business fax will not only fax, it will print, scan, copy, and it uses plain paper, and it includes all of your supplies.
Ma'am, I'm going to tell you one more time. All I want is the fax.
Then you'll just have to call Professional Business Equipment at 225-2455. That's 225-2455.
Ma'am, you're not going to give me the fax, are you?
No, I can't. But Professional Business Equipment can. Just visit their showroom at 2412 East University in Phoenix.
Your old car can make a big difference to Arizona children who are at risk to the ravages of poverty and physical and emotional abuse. For the past 80 years, the Arizona Children's Home Association has been dedicated to breaking the cycle of child abuse and creating a healthy, permanent family environment for every Arizona child. You can help these children with your tax-deductible donation of an old car, boat, or RV. Instead of trading in your old vehicle, donate it. It doesn't have to be registered. It doesn't even have to run. We'll arrange for free towing and give you documentation for tax purposes. Your donation will help save Arizona's children. Call 1-800-513-6560 or look for the Arizona Children's Home in the white pages of your phone book for more information. Arizona Children's Home Association is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping Arizona's children and families.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
You know, it almost sounds like real CW over the radio because it sounds a little... I think they need to redo that music there. We're talking to Cynthia Wall, K7ITT, author of quite a few books, five of them to be exact, dealing with amateur radio adventure stories. And she's come out with a new book called Disappearing Act. Our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. And we're also going to give away a couple of books if people can answer these trivia questions that I have. And, you know, maybe we can get Cynthia to autograph the books, which would be neat. The Disappearing Act, Cynthia, did you have to take a cruise to do the research?
Oh, I tell you, it was so difficult. In fact, I took two. I took them with my stepmother, the late Lenore Jensen, W6NAZ, and we went to both Alaska and Mexico, and it was kind of a fun time, and we started discussing the plot then, and did some research on the ship about how a kidnapping might take place, and had a lot of fun doing it.
So you get a free vacation with writing one of these books.
Well, it wasn't free, but and I didn't even take it off on my taxes.
Oh.
The IRS is listening. I just considered it research for the book.
Okay. And how long did it take you from when you first started to completion?
Well, I had been thinking about that story for a couple of years, but... generally, it takes me from 3 to 6 months to talk to all the individuals that I need to research a book. And then when I sit down, I usually write it in about 3 months. And the longest time often takes the sending out of the manuscript to the people that I've interviewed and waiting to get it back with corrections.
Mm-hmm. And out of curiosity, how did the ARRL and you first get together?
It was back in about 1988. Walter Tompkins, who had a series of 6 books out for young people, died in 1987, and I heard that they were looking for somebody to replace him. And I simply got this idea for Night Signals and sent a couple sample chapters and a plot outline and got a contract in return.
Well, I think we should emphasize that... that you're not, although you make some money obviously selling them, the books are very inexpensive and you're not going to get rich on it.
Well, that's for sure. I can vouch for that.
So, I mean, at $6 a book, that's pretty inexpensive.
That's right. That's right. And that was part of their marketing decision. They're not making a lot of money off of them either, but I have a great time, and I get to travel around the country and meet a lot of people, and I especially enjoy the school visitations that I do, teaching kids about ham radio and a little bit about writing.
Okay, 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. We've got a couple of lines open. Give us a call. Let's go to Berkeley, West Virginia. Tim, listening to us on WWNR, 620 AM. How you doing, Tim?
Very well. I just wanted to say... I'm a fan of any writer, first of all, and I've been looking, can we get your books any other way but ordering them through ARRL?
Oh, hello, Tim. Well, they're available through any bookstore if you ask for them, especially any Walden books, but you can order them. The first 4 are available from ARRL, and all 5 of them are available from me by mail order, and maybe Lynn will want to give the address at the end of the program.
Oh, I'm sure we can give it whenever you want. If you want to give the address now, we can again give it at the end of the
okay.
show. That's fine. If you want to give a phone number, whatever you want.
Okay. If anyone wants to order autographed copies of the book, they're $6. I pick up the postage. And
the $6 includes postage?
Yeah, they do. I'm a real real sucker here.
My goodness.
Anyway, that's what they are, and you just specify which title and how you want it autographed and send it to 546 63rd Avenue Northeast, Salem, Oregon 97301, and I'll get the book out to you the next day.
Okay, did you get that, Tim? 546 63rd Avenue Northeast, Salem, Oregon, 97301.
Thank you, and I'll check with my wallet and books so locally, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim, you want to try to win a copy? Are you real versed in amateur radio? Because I've got a real tough question.
I'll try anything once.
Okay. The new vanity call sign that is just coming out, right?
Yeah.
What is the number of the form that you need to fill out in order to get a vanity call sign?
You just asked me something that I'm not even interested in amateur radio.
Okay, well, thanks for the call anyway, Tim. Appreciate it, and go out and get this book. And we'll be right back after station identification. We'll be right back.
Financial News Radio 1510 is KFNN Mesa, Phoenix. CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, by the way, it's my trivia question, so don't be mad at Cynthia if you didn't win a book. but you know, I promised you, Cynthia, I wouldn't make them tough.
That's right.
So, anyway, if the next person knows that answer, we'll give them a book. If not, I've got another question. 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. I'd love to hear from some people who have read some of Cynthia's books, Night Signals, Hostage in the Woods, Fire Watch, Easy Target. It would be interesting to hear what you thought. And it would really be great if we can talk to somebody who became a ham because they read one of these books. So, Cynthia, do you have any unique stories, kind of an anecdotal story about writing these books that would be kind of interesting that happened or, you know, some?
Well, one of the nicest things I think that has happened in the last couple of years is that the Sheriff's Department took one of the middle schools that uses my books as part of their curriculum out into the woods in a place near here called Silver Falls, and they actually reenacted Night Signals. They had a lost hiker, and they had the horse posse and the Jeep patrol, and they went up there with their mobile kitchen and fed these kids, and Mother Nature even cooperated and put down quite a bit of snow for us, and we all hiked up the side of a mountain looking for a lost hiker, and it was a lot of fun for the kids to see a book come to life that way.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I know I'm reading your Disappearing Act, and you definitely, your synopsis of it, and you definitely try to use technical stuff with it. I mean, I see you say the ransom calls come from a cellular phone, you know, you're trying to keep it 1996.
Absolutely. And sometimes people look at you rather peculiarly when you ask questions. For instance, at the time that I wrote this, our younger son was dating the daughter of an anesthesiologist. So one day I asked him, I said, what could you knock a 4 or 5 year old boy out with? It would just sort of keep him out long enough that you could stuff him into a bag. And he did give me a rather weird expression until I explained why I wanted to know that.
Well, I would imagine that's not something most people would go out and ask questions about, but you never can tell. I just saw Congo, and of course they knocked out the ape in that. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Byron, KE4LVP, is that, in Summerfield, North Carolina. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Thank you. Glad to be back. Didn't catch the call that you gave, so I'm not sure if you gave it right or not.
Okay, well, what is your call?
Kilo Echo 4, Lima Victor Papa.
Oh, I said L-U-P, so L-V-P, okay.
Right. Now, a question for Cynthia, and the answer to your question was 610-V-Victor.
You're a winner, 610-V-Victor, that's correct. So you're going to get an autographed copy of Disappearing Act.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Cynthia, not me.
Okay.
Go ahead with the question.
was curious to know if in the copywriting process of any and or all of your books, if you gave permission for it to be reproduced in alternative forms for the blind, like Braille or recording.
Okay, hold on, Byron. We got to take a real short pause.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Great.
This is Financial News Radio, AM 1510 KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
If you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW. Today we're talking to Cynthia Wall, KA7ITT, writer, author, teacher, written a lot of ham radio-orientated novels, adventure stories for people of all ages. A new book coming out called Disappearing Act is interesting, involves a kidnapping, involves it on a cruise up the Pacific coast, so it's kind of an interesting book. And online we have Byron from Summerfield, North Carolina, who's asking a question. And you want to repeat the question, please, Byron?
Okay, yes. I was asking if in the copywriting process of any and or all of your books, you gave permission for it to be reproduced in alternative formats, such as Braille or recording for the blind.
Yes, I did, Byron. And in fact, the first three, Night Signals, Hostage in the Woods, and Firewatch, are available from the Oregon State Library for the Blind, and any regional library for the blind can get those books for free for you. And the second two, I have not recorded for them yet, but I've given them permission to have somebody else record them if they decide to do it before I get a chance to go down there and do it.
Very good. I appreciate that. I'll go politic with my library Tuesday.
Okay, good.
Okay, thanks for calling, Byron.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, okay,
sir.
Bye-bye. It opens up a line at 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. And I want to mention that next week we're going to talk about APRS with the innovator, Bob, and the inventor of it, and find out a little about amateur radio, amateur packet radio reporting system. And it's being certainly utilized a lot in packet radio these days. Let's go to Melinda in Glendale, Arizona, listening to us on KFNN. Hello, Melinda.
Hello. I'm Miss Wall.
Hi, Melinda.
Don't you remember me?
I certainly do. And you were at L.A., right?
Yeah, for the AWRL convention.
Right, aboard the Queen Mary. And
yep.
I first met you in Scottsdale, I'm trying to remember, I think it was either 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was in 1990 or something.
Right. So how are things in Arizona?
Really good. Hot, but good.
Good. Are you going to answer a question and get a book?
No, because I already ordered one.
Oh, okay.
Well, look at that.
Well, because I've read the first four, and they're very good.
Well, there you hear it right there.
And
maybe you'd like to win one as a gift or something.
Well, I don't know much about ham radio. But
see,
I can answer a question.
She just reads the books because she enjoys them.
Oh, well, okay.
The books were one of my reasons for getting my license.
Well, that's good, and I remember when I first met you, we had a great time down there in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
So, okay, Lynn, I think you ought to give her a question anyway.
Do you really want, are you sure you want a question there?
Sure. Really easy, though, because
ooh, I better not ask you the one that I was going to ask, because I don't think you would have known that.
Why don't you ask her what AWRL stands for?
Okay, what is that's an easy one. What does AWRL stand for, Cynthia? Not Cynthia, Melinda.
Amateur Radio Relay League.
That's so close, but it's wrong.
Oh.
I'll let you try to ask Mom or Dad real quick if they know, and I'm sure they do.
Well, yeah, but I'm not at my house.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you think, Cynthia? We would kind of be cheating.
That's up to you. I'm not going to get involved in these moral debates, so.
Melinda.
Yeah.
What?
Close.
Well, what's the? What else do you think might begin with an A? That
might have a flag attached. To
yeah,
it
might have a flag or a country name.
American.
Oh, I guess she got it.
I guess she did.
Okay, so what is it now, Melinda?
American Radio Relay League.
Correct. However, Amateur Radio Relay League makes a lot more sense to me. And at one time, a couple of years back, they were actually thinking of possibly changing it.
That's right. There's a debate about that.
So Melinda, we'll get you a copy.
Okay. I think you have my address.
Okay.
I do. Okay.
Both of you do.
All right. And thanks for calling in, Melinda.
No problem.
And Cynthia says she will come for Tuthill, so you'll get to meet her again.
Not because I invited her.
That's right. It was her family that invited me.
Yeah.
It's old home week. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling in and listening, Melinda.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye,
Melinda.
Bye-bye. Very nice. Okay. We're going to take a short time out. Then we're going to get Mike in Portland. And you can be next also at 1-800-298-TALK. And I've got some harder trivia questions for some of the other people. 1-800-298-8255. Give us a call. We're talking to Cynthia Wall. I'm a poet. And we'll be right back after this. CQCQ, Len Winkler here for Comer Communications. They manufacture what you have all been hearing about, but a lot of you haven't purchased yet. Listen to this. The new generation of amateur radio equipment is now available. Haven't you always wanted to have a transmitter and receiver, an unbelievable DSP sound quality all inside your computer? Well, if you have an open slot, with this soundboard and this Comer Communications Equipment Radware module, you will have a receiver, an exciter, and all the software you ever need to transmit on almost any frequency from 450 kilohertz to 30 megahertz. The tuning resolution is better than 1 hertz. The input impedance, of course, 50 ohms. It will do AM, lower sideband, upper sideband, ISB, CW. It's just unbelievable, okay? You can get all the software you want free from them. Just download it over their bulletin board. That's Comer Communications. If you mention Ham Radio and More, you get a special low price. I swear you must mention Ham Radio and More in order to get this super low price. Can't get it this cheap anywhere else. That's Comer Communications. You need to call them at 619-744-7266. 619-744-7266. You need to mention Ham Radio and More, Comer Communications, 619-744-7266. You'll have the exciter, the receiver, all the beautiful display, all in DSP sound. I mean, the best you can get. Comer Communications, call now, 619-744-7266. Don't forget to mention Ham Radio and More.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL hotel vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. At 8 pounds, my Oreck XL is so light, it literally glides around rooms, making vacuuming a breeze. But what's really refreshing is that it actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. This is due to my unique Sealock hypoallergenic filtration system. It traps airborne algae-producing particles like dust, pet dander, and pollen. Conventional vacuums don't have this feature. In fact, they actually spew dust into the air every time you turn them on. So after you finish cleaning, a fresh layer of dust settles right back where it came from. There's no obligation, and my Oreck XL Upright comes with my portable vac, the one that's so powerful it can lift a bowling ball. And it's free. Or ask for my free brochure.
Call 1-800-339-8887. That's 1-800-339-8887 and start breathing a whole lot easier. Call now, 1-800-339-8887.
Thank you.
CQCQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255, Ham Radio and More. I'm Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW. We have a couple of lines available. In case you're interested, the Packers are winning 27-24 over the Dallas Cowboys in the third quarter. A lot of upsets could take place. Boy, if the Packers win this. Anyway, Cynthia, you a football fan?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, the next book you're going
to... I once had the misfortune to have a book signing at the public library on the day of the Super Bowl. That was a bad choice of time.
Yes, I don't think that might have worked out too well, but you can write the next book regarding football.
Right.
Are you planning any more books?
I do have some more ideas, and I never know from book to book, so I just sort of play it by ear. Ask me 6 months from now, and I'll be able to tell you for sure.
Okay. That's a deal. Let's go to Mike in Portland, Oregon. WA7BMR, listening to us on KBNP 1410.
Yeah, hello there.
How you doing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I was tuning by across the radio and heard your station here. I'm not a listener specifically, but it's a fascinating subject, so I have been listening.
Good. Well, we invite your participation, and we're glad that you called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a little bit of cold today. Sorry about that.
Well, it's raining in
scratchy.
Portland. Isn't it raining in Portland?
Definitely. So, yeah, it always does.
Oh. Okay.
Don't say that.
we're not going to hold the Super Bowl there, I can tell you that.
That's all right.
If it rains all the time. Okay. Do you have a question for Cynthia?
Oh, just an interesting topic. Not particularly for a question, though.
Okay. Well, if I ask you this question, if you're not a listener of this show, you're not going to know the answer to this to try to win a book. Because my question is going to be, what do I call my... Cynthia, close your ears. What do I call my proposal for the for my new general class license that I have an idea for?
I wouldn't have the slightest idea. I could answer the last two questions.
Oh.
The previous one.
Well, I don't have one of those right now. I can't, that's the question. I'm sorry, that is the question. You have to, I guess, be
why
a listener.
Why don't you ask him who the league director is for the Northwest
League director.
The Northwest? Okay, I don't know the answer, so if you know the answer, okay. I can ask the Southwest division director.
Mary Lou, I don't know her last name, though.
Oh, okay, that's close enough. Mary Brown.
Okay.
All right, he gets a book.
Mike, Cynthia is easy. God, look.
Okay.
And she doesn't even have to, you can hand deliver it, my goodness.
Almost, not 55 miles or so.
Well, it's not
right.
That far. I mean, you can talk
not really.
You can talk to her on 2 meters or something. You ever get on, Cynthia?
Oh, I do. I talk on 2 meters some, and then I have schedule with my brother and a friend in L.A. on 20 meters, about every other day.
Voice or CW?
Voice, unless there's a problem with the microphone.
Okay. Well, Mike, we appreciate you calling and listening, and you should listen again. Next week we're going to talk about APRS.
That sounds interesting.
Packet, and, you know, and in 2 weeks on Super Bowl Sunday, when everybody is watching the Super Bowl, I'm going to talk about my... my proposal again.
Well, then I'll figure out what it's called.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Mike. Bye-bye. 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. So you're not too much in favor of that, huh, Cynthia? Getting rid of the Morse code requirement?
Oh, no, I'm not. I think that it's one of the beautiful parts of ham radio, and I'd like to see it around. And even if it's not mandatory, which, I mean, it isn't for some classes, the license is now the no code, but I still think that people should opt to learn it.
Well, okay. shall we agree not to disagree on that?
Okay.
Tell us a little about what your other books are about, Easy Target. And by the way, did any one of these books outsell others by a tremendous amount?
Well, overall, Night Signals has sold the most, but of course it's been around the longest, and I think Easy Target sold the most in the shortest period of time, so mm-hmm. usually the newest one sells the best for a while. Night Signals, again, is a search and rescue story, and this is an ongoing series about a boy and a girl, Kim and Mark. And in Hostage in the Woods, Kim is taken hostage by bank robbers on Christmas Eve from a Portland hospital and held in a cabin at the woods. That's a lot about packet radio and that. And Firewatch is the story of a fire lookout. It's Kim again. She spends her summer vacation as a fire lookout in the Cascades, and unknown to her, there's a gang of marijuana farmers that are near her, and she gets involved in that in a giant forest fire. Easy Target is a mystery about gray whales and drug smuggling from South America. And Disappearing Act is a kidnapping ransom story aboard a cruise ship.
Well, you certainly have covered a large amount of subjects here. And, you know, there's something for everybody. And people who like to read adventure stories should get a book.
Well, I think so.
So, let's go to we have somebody calling in Salem. Don in Salem, Oregon, is on the line. Hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
This is John.
Oh, John. Okay.
John, yeah, just one handsome nut. Phonetics.
I can only read what's on the screen. So, and welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Yeah, hi. I just found you guys a few months ago, and listen, when we get time, I just got off the air on 20 meters. And Cynthia, are you from this area?
I am indeed. I've lived in Salem for 22 years now.
Yeah, and I remember the books, you know, over the years, and I remember the fact that you were from Salem. We've been out here about 17 years, originally from the Princeton, Jersey area. And the one good redeeming value of Jersey is if you live there, you can live anywhere.
Sort of a training camp, right? Boot camp for the world.
Very good. Well, you're doing a great service. I think I'd like to see more programs, you know, regarding amateur radio and the various facets and the wide spectrum that it covers. There's always something for everybody. One little side note that perhaps some aren't aware of, the terminology of amateur radio, as some would think, it's not to be confused with as compared to professional. It's from the root of the word in French for love, amour. So amateur radio is something we do for the love of it.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, see, I've heard all sorts of versions about that, and some people say that it's a takeoff on ham, that it's amateur radio, but I had never heard that it was related to the French, but I think that that's a good idea.
John, did you want to try to win a free copy of a book?
Well, I'll try anything.
What do I call my proposal for No Code General?
I hear you say it every week. Oh, well, I think there's those who are more deserving in need, but I just wanted to confirm the fact that Cynthia was the one I was thinking of.
Yes, she is. Okay, well, thanks a lot for calling, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'll spread the word over the air.
Thank you, John.
Right.
You know, more and more people have found a way to get the most term insurance for the least amount of money, thanks to our good friends at the Legacy Group. With over 40 years' experience in the insurance business, Legacy gives you all the service and confidence you'll ever need when purchasing your life insurance. Something we tell our audience to purchase all the time. Protection for your family. They're great, no high pressure. They're helpful, and the Legacy Group has the lowest cost term insurance available. You can call Legacy now at 1-800-245-TERM for your free quote before the rates go up. In fact, no matter what age you are, Legacy gives you the highest quality term insurance at the absolute lowest cost. For example, Legacy has a $250,000 term insurance policy for a 35-year-old non-smoker for approximately $30 a month from an A-plus rated New York insurance company. Act now, while they can guarantee their same low premiums for 15 years. For more information and a free quote, call the Legacy Group at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-TERM.
No principal risk?
No market risk?
No load?
No fee?
And double-digit returns?
Absolutely. The best risk-to-reward investment vehicle available today is Viatical Settlements. And the company that can show you the benefits of Viatical Settlements is Viaticum. Viatical Settlements are suitable for IRAs, SEPs, and other qualified programs. Viaticum Limited is a locally owned and operated Viatical Settlement company that deals with local attorneys, local banks, and local viators. Viaticum brings you better service and lets the benefits of your participation be felt right here in our own state. To get more information on participation and returns, call Viaticum today at 263-4708. That's 263-4708. For Viatical Settlements, call Viaticum today at 263-4708.
5 years ago, Tom and Jenny left their high-paying jobs and started a small company that designs and manufactures musical instruments. They decided to call it Lear & Lear. Today, Lear & Lear has 11 employees in their main office, plus 25 more in their manufacturing facility. And while much has changed in the last 5 years, one thing has stayed the same. They're still with Cigna Healthcare. You see, at Cigna, we have a full line of healthcare products which we can tailor to meet the needs of any size business. From the PPO they had when they first started, to our point-of-service plan and low-out-of-pocket cost HMO, which they recently added to their benefit package. Every step of the way, we'll make sure Tom and Jenny can always give their employees the best coverage with plenty of choices. Even if one day Lear & Lear has 8 manufacturing plants, 12 product lines, and a board of directors. Cigna Healthcare, a business of caring.
Available through Harris Skolnick & Associates. Call 264-1234.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
I want to remind people that Amateur Radio Trader Magazine, a great magazine if you want to buy and sell merchandise. I mean, they've got so many used and new items on sale. Get a subscription at 1-800-774-2623, 1-800-774-2623. Let's go to Jay in Magalia, I don't know if I pronounced that right, California, KE6YGO, listening to us on KNS. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Jay.
Thank you.
Hello, Jay.
Hello. I have, well, I guess it's one and a half quick questions here.
Okay.
My first half question is, it's my understanding these books are not very technical.
There's some technical information in them, but they're just, it's just worked into the plot.
Okay. Can I ask why you didn't make them, well, I don't want to say extremely technical, but geared more, a lot more towards ham radio and maybe, for lack of better wording, I can think of at the moment, getting converts.
Well, that's what they are geared for, is getting converts. Have you read any of the books, Jay?
No, this is the first time I've ever heard of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you should read one and then see if you think it has enough technical information. Usually I get very positive comments from people about the technical aspects of the book.
Okay. I guess how technical they are depends on how you consider them, not as much technicality in them.
They're first of all a good adventure fiction story, and the main characters are ham radio operators, and they are sort of MacGyver-like characters in that not only are they very technically oriented, but they're also very clever, and they're good at using what's at hand in order to get out of life-threatening situations. So that's the kind of characters that we're dealing with, and yes, we do deal with modern technology in all of these stories, but they're understandable by everybody.
Jay, what do I call my no-code general?
Oh, that's easy. W-O-G.
Very good, Jay. You are the winner. Now, I expect you to read this. After you read it and you enjoy the book, send Cynthia a letter saying so. And you can buy a copy of one of the other four.
Yeah.
Okay?
Will do.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let's go quickly to Alan, N7ZJJ. He's been holding a long time. Welcome, Alan.
Well, hello, Len. Hello, Cynthia. This is kind of neat to be able to talk to you.
Hi, Alan.
That's
where
not
you?
ZJJ. That's wrong. Okay, go ahead,
ZJJ,
Alan.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, the books are at a lower reading level, but I'm 50 years old, and I've read them all.
Yeah, but you look like 80.
Pardon?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Len happens to know me. He isn't this way with everyone. but I have three daughters, and I bought the original one for them to read. But, of course, I read it first, and I've loved the whole series. It's you got good, strong female characters. She's independent. She's smart.
And Alan is a teacher, so he knows what he's talking about.
Well, thank you, Alan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And what I liked was the technical part where they, you know, put the batteries together to power the handheld. But the real neat thing is a lot of times my daughters don't know what you can do with ham radio. They see me go in and work DX or something, and that's boring to them. But the idea that you auto-patch and you can phone up your boyfriend and you can go out in the middle of nowhere backpacking and
Alan,
that sort of stuff.
I'm going to cut you short here. But I thank you very much for calling.
Okay,
you don't
bye-bye.
Need to win a book either.
Well, I have them all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So that's why. Thanks a lot for calling. Okay. All right. I know our music. That's why. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to get to Gene in Cottonwood, Arizona. Sorry. Daughter is a ham since 14. I'm sorry. Just no time. Cynthia, thanks for being our guest. If people want to order it, send it to 546 63rd Avenue Northeast, Salem, Oregon, 97301. $6 includes postage. Unbelievable. Disappearing Act, a great book. Thanks for being my guest, Cynthia.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, next week, APRS. We'll see you then. 73.
Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW. Listen again next week for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More.